And it's day four of Cian McCormack's whistle-stop tour of the country, taking voter soundings before the local elections. Earlier in the programme, we heard how some farmers may vote differently than they did before and how water is topping the agenda for many people. Now, Cian, you stopped in Ballyhadreen in County Roscommon. You found a town there in great difficulty.
Yeah, and people were telling me about those difficulties. And plus, the town itself, Ballyhadreen, it was named 15th poorest town in a report last week. And arriving there, you can see the town has suffered with the recession. Five shops have closed since Christmas, and local business people are worried that a new bypass will take even more shoppers to Castlebar. Now, one of the first things I saw when I was driving into the town was a shop, and there were signs up in the front of the shop for the final week of its closing down sale. There was a handwritten sign in the window declaring everything for sale for €10. So I went into the shop, I met the woman behind the counter, and she explained to me that her own Euro stretcher discount shop, which she had run for 5 years next door, had closed down after Christmas. Her name is Geraldine Moran. She's a single mother of two children, and she's worried about the town's future.
Why did you close?
Because this town is just, all the shops are closing in it, and the AIB bank closed last year, and when that closed, my takings dropped by 3/4. Talking to other businesses in the town, things are very quiet compared to last year, even quieter. At the moment, I've gone back into education because it's the only way I can see going forward. There's less money to spend, so people are just buying what they need, groceries and paying the bills. Everything else is a luxury, so they don't have the money. So that's a lot of the shops aren't surviving because of it.
You say things are getting tough for other people, but what about yourself?
Yeah, it's very tough at the moment. Like, I have two young children and I have to go back to education to make something of myself and, you know, to just can't sit at home. I've never sat at home. I've been working all my life. I just have to look after myself and make my own future happen.
Will you be voting on May 23rd?
I will, yeah. I always vote. I always think it's very important to vote. Everyone counts.
Will it make a difference?
To me, I think no.
Geraldine Moran there, facing very tough times. Pylons, Cian, also a very big issue in that part of the country. But is it an issue with everybody?
Well, you know, Claire, it is and it isn't. Like, there is massive opposition to the proposed Grid West pylons. But yesterday when I was going around there, I got the feeling that, you know, people were concerned if they were living near the proposed route, but they weren't too bothered if they were bothered if they
weren't.
Mainly
the pylons, water charges.
And where are you living?
I'm up just past Argaloosta towards Moyne, so it's basically the main traffic for those pylons, really.
Employment. The youth aren't around in the area, there's no employment.
Any other local issues?
No.
What about the pylons?
I don't really know much about them.
And you're living here, is it?
No, I'm about 10 miles away from here.
So they're not going past you?
No, they don't concern me at all, no.
Issues are all the closed premises in this town. Businesses that have had to close up. Also, the water charges is a disgrace.
That's really only after emerging now.
Well, the 250 is. I wouldn't mind 100 or 150, but 250 is rather high for everybody.
What about the pylons?
And everyone paying. Everyone. Pylons is another issue. So I'm not really.
Well, I'm just wondering. Oh, you're not.
I'm not informed enough on the pylons, but I would be against them.
Are they going to potentially go in an area where you?
Yes, quite close.
Quite close.
Within 2 miles.
Is it something that local councillors would be concerned with?
Yes, I'm sure they are. That will affect them.
Pylons are a big issue for Tommy Horan.
The farm is in Kilmavie, townland of Clonairn, which is actually the route of the pylons that is going right through.
It's going through your farm?
It's going through a part of my farm, yeah. I'm living there all my life. It's a huge issue for myself, my family and my community and the bigger community as a whole, because we've seen rural Ireland being devastated over the last 20 years. This campaign is not just in this area, it's right across the proposed route, and it is gathering momentum and it's going to have a huge issues for parties in the future. In the future, with local elections in a few weeks, general election in 2 years, it is going to be a major issue, and it's going to get bigger, and it is gathering momentum.
Tommy Horan there on the pylons issue. From Ballyhadrin Keane, you travelled on to Boyle, where ironically enough people have to boil their water because of cryptosporidium. You went there because a listener emailed you.
Mary Menton from Boyle emailed elections@rte.ie explaining that a Boyle notice has been in place where she lives for months in the town. I drove there and I met Mary and her neighbours. First I spoke to Finbar Feely.
Finbar Feely, Boyle, County Roscommon. Myself and my wife have four kids from six down, so for us it is a big inconvenience. We're buying bottled water every day, probably spending about €40 a week. An average maybe €500 in the year on bottled water.
Cryptosporidium in the water?
Yes, yeah. So it's hard to keep sort of kids with school and everything away from the illness. So having to boil water and washing teeth in particular is just always a bit awkward, having to get out of the kettle the water to wash the teeth.
Our water coming out of our taps, Keane, has not been drinkable since 2012. And I just think in this day and age, living in this beautiful part of the world, to think that in Ireland we have a town in Boyle that doesn't have drinking water coming out of the tap at a time when Irish Water are putting in meters and the government are looking for us to pay for water. They put in meters right outside our house last week, and I know meters have to go in. We have to pay for water eventually, but I hate to think what's going to happen when the water bill comes in the door. I'm really fed up for the first time in a very long life with politics in Ireland.
Is that just because of the water?
I think when something affects you personally, I think it just brings it home generally the way we're going, that we've been through a terrible recession, you know, that there is a two-tier recovery, which I'm really conscious of. And I think I've gone along with it and accepted it up to now. But I think, you know, when something hits you personally, you just really stop and say, what can I do about this? And we need everybody and all our local politicians to say to the government, this has to be a key priority. A town without water that we can drink for so long is just not acceptable in any terms.
Mary Menton also asked in her email to elections@RTE about who's responsible for fixing the problem. Irish Water, they took over responsibility for the water supply in Roscommon in January. I contacted them and they told me in a statement that nearly 19,000 people continue to be on Boyle water notices in County Roscommon, but a new treatment plant for Boyle will be completed by December and another one in Killeglin should be completed in April 2015, resolving the issue for 12,200 people. Irish Water also added that it's urgently assessing options to fast-track a scheme at Castlerea which will clear up water pollution for the remaining 6,000 people. Tomorrow, Claire, I'll be joining you back in studio in Dublin to review some of the emails we received at elections@rte.ie. I'll also be stopping off on the way, so until then, until I arrive back to you in Dublin, people can send us more election-related issues, queries or opinions to elections@rte.ie.
Keane McCormack, thank you very much.